The Prentice Altum Heating and Air Coach's Corner from Cedar Bucket Restaurant on WGNS, FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450, and GoPrimeTimeSports.com.
And we welcome you back here to the Prentice Also Heating Air Coach's Corner from the Cedar Bucket Restaurant. Michael Voss joins me here from the Blackman Blaze. And, Coach, I was looking at I've got your whole schedule in this technology world of on this iPad here. And y'all, do you guys use technology much, or is that becoming more and more in y'all's world too as well?
We do a little bit, but not much. About the furthest we go with technology is camera and the internet.
Yeah.
We don't have anything we bring around with us, like any iPads or
I hope you don't. I can't see Barry Wortman with an iPad. But anyway, but looking at this schedule, one thing I can say about the Blackman Blaze, and I think you'll agree with me, is the key word for them has been pretty much consistency throughout the season. And what makes that? Is that I know the coaching staff is experienced, but I guess a lot of it is the players that are going out there and doing it every night.
We got a bunch of guys that work hard every day. You know, every season is full of ups and downs. It's such a long season. When you're talking about over a 4-month period, you're gonna have highs and lows. It's just the way that it is. But we've had a bunch of guys that have worked every day, that try and bring it with some energy and intensity every day, and it's been pretty good for us. We got a bunch of guys that just work hard and they love to play. That's the biggest key. They love to play, so it's something that they're enjoying doing while we're working.
A very unselfish team. You've got Thompson out there that could put it up from just about anywhere, but last night really didn't shoot a whole lot. He was passing it off and driving. I think a big key for him, though, is his penetration. I think he does more by penetrating to the basket and then dishing off or scoring or whatever. So I think sometimes I think he's averaging about 6 assists a game. I think that's an overlooked thing about Darius Thompson.
Well, he's just he's our best player, our best playmaker. You know, bottom line, that's just where it is. We're a better basketball team when the ball's in his hands. Whether it's him scoring or whether it's him dishing off to our bigs down low or getting the ball to our wings, our guys do a great job of just feeding off of him, and they make things simple and just make plays based off of Darius. But Darius will get you an open shot if you'll just be patient, move the ball around a little bit, and work.
He had a no-look pass last night that was incredible, and how he can see the floor. But those kind of guys are special. They can see the floor. They see that open man when probably nobody else on the floor can.
Yeah, he's one of the best passers that, especially in the open floor that I've ever coached. It's been pretty fun to be around him.
Since the opening bell, I guess, Michael, you guys have kind of had a target on your back. You know, it's been considered, okay, Blackman's the team to beat. Blackman's the team to beat. And for the most part, you've come up with every challenge and you've taken it. Had a slip up at Laverne, but now you've come back with 2 wins. And how big is that you bounce back from that and come back and win against a very good Smyrna team and a young Oakland team, but a dangerous Oakland team?
It's been good. You know, last Friday night against Laverne was a better team than us. Just bottom line, they played better than us that night. Overall, their game was a whole lot better than ours that night. And it wasn't that we lost the game. They beat us, which is what we try and get our guys to do every night. If somebody's going to beat us, we want it to be because of how they play, not something that we do. And like I said, that night they were just better than us. And we bounced back and had 2 pretty good wins, especially last night. Our energy was great. I thought Alec McMillard set the tone really early with the pressure that he applied to their point guards as far as forcing some turnovers and getting some things going for us. And it was one of the first times all year where I thought we made a team play at an uncomfortable pace. And that was largely due to the fact that we went out and pressured the ball and did some stuff better last night than we've done in a while.
Pressure the ball. I think Oakland had 5 shots in that first quarter. And I may be exaggerating a little bit, but that was due to the pressure McMillard was putting out front, and they just never got into their offense. And that's a huge key. Starting well, finishing well are the 2 keys, I think, and you did both of those last night.
Yeah, we did. Excuse me. Overall, we played a pretty good game. In fact, it was one of the best games we played all year. You know, and it, like it started in that first two or three minutes with ball pressure, and it made them uncomfortable, and it just played into our hands, and we took advantage of it. Did a great job of that last night.
7-1 in the district, 18-3 overall. We've got another week to decide some things. You've got Siegel coming up. That's a huge game. That'll be on Tuesday, and then Riverdale, another team that is starting to play really well, and I guess when you go in it, you look at it and go, okay, any night somebody can beat us, so we've got to be prepared mentally and physically each and every night that you go out there.
Yeah, well, every team in this district is dangerous. I mean, that's the way it is. That's the parity in this league. And we're looking forward to a challenge on Tuesday night. It's a position that I don't think any Blackman team has been in before in the regular season with a chance to win a district championship, because if we win it Tuesday night, we win the whole thing. And it's big for our guys. Our guys love it. They embrace it. They want to play in that game. And I think I know this, whatever happens on Tuesday night, I think that our guys are going to give their best shot no matter what happens.
You played Siegel earlier in the season, won 67-53, played a pretty good game that night, and they throw a lot of things at you too, and they put a relentless pressure. They're going to move the ball up and down the floor. Is that the kind of game Blackman wants to play, or they want to play more of a half-court game?
Well, it's going to be about getting our style into it and making plays. But one thing Ben does a really good job of with his team is they change defenses. His guys fly around and play hard. They get a bunch of deflects. You think you can get a ball on a pass, you think you can pass the ball to somebody and they'll get a deflect, and the next thing you know, they're going the other way, and they're one of the best teams I've ever seen at going from the defensive end to the offensive end quickly and getting stuff in transition. So it's a challenge. It's going to be big for us to just make sure that when they come and trap us, we shape up, our guys get to the right spots, and against a defense, if we'll get the ball in the right spots, I think we can make plays. But it's just going to be us reacting to whatever they do. And like I said, whoever can get their personality into the game is going to be the team that walks out the victor in that one.
And then you play at Riverdale. I play at home at Riverdale, and I think we're going to be there too as well. And so it's going to be quite a finish. And, of course, I know seating and that kind of thing's kind of important at this point. However, when you go into this, the first game you play, I asked Kevin this, and as a coach, you kind of have to react. But boy, you need to win early in that first game, get that first game under your belt in district play, and then you go from there, because that's the key game, I guess.
Yeah, the first game of the district regular season is always big, and then with tournament time coming up, the first game in the tournament is always big. You know, you want to be good because there's a lot of pressure in the first games of all. You kind of want to set a tone for each one of your little mini seasons that you've got. And that's where we set a great tone against Laverne the first time we played them. And it kind of set our pace for that first half run through the district, and has been a key in us being good through the rest of the district season.
If you draw a six, you could be playing a Smyrna, or or a Riverdale, or an Oakland, and really, that's tough, because there's not any. I guess what you'd say, weak teams out there in terms of what you've got to be prepared for.
There's not. You end up with one of those teams in the first round, and they can end your season. I mean, every team, when they step out on the floor, has got a chance to win. It just shows when you had our game last night, but then the other two district games go to overtime, and you're talking about highly competitive, heated games. And that's what the tournament is going to be about. That's what this last week of the regular season is going to be about. Is everything will just be highly competitive, and everybody laying it on the line and trying to do the best that they can to be successful.
Talking to Michael Voss of the Blackman Blaze, and Michael, one thing that we stress here. Has there been some surprises for you in terms of this ball club? I know that a lot of people picked you to finish in the top or echelon, but have there been some surprises player-wise that somebody has played even above and beyond what you expected?
Our guys have really just – it's been a great team effort. We've had different guys step up at different parts of the season and even different nights. You know, you look at our game, I couldn't even tell you how many leading scorers we've had in different games this year. I bet you I would be willing to bet that we're at about five or six. You know, we have a different guy lead us in rebounding every night. We just have overall, every night it seems like somebody steps up their game to certain levels, and they just take advantage of opportunities that they're given, and that's what's been really big and key for our success.
They're really versatile too, aren't they? I mean, they can play. I would think they probably can play multiple positions in terms of you've had Cousins that's led scoring, and you've had Smotherman that led scoring, and then you've turned and things are, you know, sometimes you go to Darius and you look for him for a big basket. You've got two or three though that can pop in a big basket if you need to.
Yeah, we do. I thought a kid like Damian Sells, who hadn't been shooting great recently, last night he puts in two threes right out of the gate, and it kind of helped set the tone and get us going a little bit.
There was Dowdy as well. Yeah, hit that big three before. I think it was Dowdy.
Right at the end of the third quarter.
Yeah.
You know, and he's played well the last couple of games. Like I said, we've had different guys stepping up throughout the whole year, and it's been really, really good for us. If we can continue to do that, it is going to make us a little more difficult to guard, because you don't know on any given night who's going to have the biggest contribution to us either winning or losing.
Well, I did notice that Barry Workman, and we talked about it off air, that Barry is wearing a suit now. That was kind of an unusual thing to see. But is he superstitious? Is that going to be something we're going to see for a while?
I don't think I'm more superstitious than he is. I can tell you that. I want to have everything done a certain way every game day. But it's just going down the stretch, we just decided that, hey, we're going to show our guys how big and how important this is. And one of the ways we can do that is by kind of just changing the way that we dress. And hopefully that will show our guys, hey, this is a big deal.
It's kind of subtle things, isn't it?
Yeah,
in basketball.
It's just a little thing, but I think our guys, you know, the first night, they sat there and there was all kinds of, they'd look at me and say, man, coach, that looks pretty good. You know, why are you guys doing this? And, you know, it's just about stepping up our games too and kind of doing some things we can do. But it shows our guys how important this little stretch run really is, I think.
Well, you've got a big one on Tuesday, and you've got just two games next week, Siegel and Riverdale. You got anything else going?
We've got Siegel and Riverdale, and then we won't play again until the tournament. We don't have a game that next week when some teams play on that Monday. We're off, so we've
got rest some bodies.
Riverdale. Yeah, we're gonna rest and we're gonna practice, try and get ready for whoever that. Well, I guess after last night, it'll be that district semifinal game will be, because we did clinch a bout last night. That was one good thing that came out of it. So, we're gonna use that week to get better. We'll rest our guys a little bit and then get back to work for probably three out of the 4 days that week, and just hopefully have a great week of practice and be ready to go in the tournament.
And everybody seems to be healthy and no major injuries or anything.
Yeah, we've been very fortunate so far that we haven't had any major injuries. No ankles, nothing big this year at all. Hopefully that can continue too.
Yeah, no nagging problems.
Yeah.
That's a good thing to have. Michael Voss, appreciate you being here today, and good luck in next week, and then two big games, and then we'll see a district.
All right, sounds good. Thank you.
All right, Michael Voss, the assistant coach of the Blackman Blaze, and when we return, we'll have more coaching conversation from the Cedar Bucket Restaurant. You're listening to the Prentice Ossip Heating Air Coach's Corner. Stay tuned.